Well, despite a year of horror stories from the Banking Royal Commission, the executives leading the big banks are still expecting to take home multi-million dollar pay packets. But they may be disappointed. Shareholders are reacting angrily and in some cases refusing to approve the bank boss bonuses. Yesterday, the National Australia Bank received the biggest protest vote against a remuneration report ever recorded. The bank now says it will tear up its executive pay structure. It's put pressure on the other big banks too, potentially ending decades of massive bank bonuses. Our business reporter, David Taylor, has been taking a look.
Brisbane-based retiree David Warner owns shares in the National Australia Bank as a way to support his income. He's irate at the recent performance of the bank's executive ranks.
I'm horrified. The culture and ethical behaviours of the leaders is, to me, is just absolutely shocking.
At least 80% of shareholder votes were cast against the NAB's 2018 remuneration report. NAB Chairman Ken Henry says he got the message.
This has been a challenging year. Issues have been raised at our bank and in the industry that are simply unacceptable. There have been too many instances where we've not met the standards that our customers are entitled to expect of us.
But shareholder anger simmers. And it's not hard to see why. NAB's chief executive, Andrew Thorburn, went on leave after the annual general meeting came to a close. But not before he was paid $4.3 million for his services to the group. That's down from last year's $6.4 million. But he's still the biggest paycheck of the big four bank CEOs.
Well, I just asked the question. I mean, how is it justified? Which, I mean, I don't understand how any bonus can be paid to any leader of any business that has suffered the sort of brand damage that we see in NAB and Westpac and Commonwealth, etc. I mean, it's just beyond belief from the man in the street.
Well, they're trapped within a paradigm of their own belief in themselves and belief in the reward system.
That's Thomas Clark. He's a professor of management at the University of Technology Sydney Business School. He blames the fat banker paychecks on a bizarre remuneration scheme imported from the United States around 20 years ago, which basically ties executive pay with investors' returns and the performance of the company as a whole, especially on the stock market.
To attribute the whole entire success of a corporation to its CEO is fatuous in the extreme. Firstly, it's the executive team. Secondly, it's the whole of the management. Thirdly, the whole of the workforce. You know, the designers, the marketers. It's everyone together who contributes to the success. Now, the great things about CEOs is when they can bring all of that talent together in a fruitful way. But to attribute everything to the CEO in this emperor CEO kind of mythology is quite wrong, in my view, and it's very misleading and it's terribly expensive.
NAB's Andrew Thorburn concedes the move from base pay to greater incentive compensation, or tracking the company's stock price, to put it more crudely, had not been managed carefully enough and has at times, quote, rewarded the wrong behaviours.
One would think that Royal Commission expose would have shattered that, but it hasn't. Some executives had their pay restrained somewhat, but I would have thought this was an opportunity, the Royal Commission, to completely reconceive of the nature of executive reward, especially in the financial institutions. There's little sign of this occurring.
The anger towards the National Australia Bank and the other big banks has been brewing all year. But it's when bad behaviour or poor performance is seen to be rewarded that really gets investors' backs up. When the Banking Royal Commission, for example, turned to the superannuation sector, the Commission heard that the NAB had potentially engaged in possible criminal misconduct for charging fees for no service, charging fees to dead customers, and putting commissions ahead of shareholder interests. The NAB's Andrew Hagger was criticised for not alerting the corporate cop, ASIC, to possible criminal breaches when they became apparent.
You regard the way that you dealt with ASIC as being open and transparent.
You know, the ball was in their court and I could not have opened the door any wider, Mr. Hodge.
So being open and transparent was accomplished by saying, ask us what you like, but we won't tell you what to ask.
In counsel assisting Michael Hodges' closing submission, he pointed to multiple potential breaches of the Corporations Act, the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act, and the ASIC Act, some of which carry criminal penalties, and singled out Mr. Hagger for special mention. Later, it was announced that Mr. Hagger had become the latest casualty of the Banking Royal Commission, stepping down from his role after a decade with the bank. But he still walked away with a $752,000 termination payment. Commonwealth Bank executives have taken a pay cut. Ian Narev's remuneration exceeded $10 million, while his replacement, Matt Common, only commands a little over $8 million, a roughly 17% pay cut. Over at Westpac, Chairman Lindsay Maxted made public his views on cuts to remuneration, saying, quote, "Many have questioned whether we went far enough." Thomas Clark.
You know, a mythology can become so controlling. We've only had these incentives, these stock option incentives, for 20 years, yet people pretend that they're universal, eternal, and inevitable. They're absolutely essential, and they're not.
The CEO of the Business Council of Australia, Jennifer Westacott, perhaps put it best, saying bank boards need to reconsider what's important to their shareholders. She says a line in the sand has now been drawn. NAB shareholder David Warner.
I know we're picking on the banks today, but they're not the only ones whose leaders get paid an enormous amount of money and are overpaid. But the chickens have come home to roost. I mean, these are not superstars. Look at the performance. I mean, it's terrible. So if anybody is to get anything more than what is a standard salary for a performance that we see coming out of these organisations, then I think the rest of us have got it all wrong. I mean, those of us struggling to live on our own pensions, or those fixed on fixed incomes and other low incomes, irrespective of how they source that, are horrified when they look at this. This is just grand theft, in my view.
That's retiree and NAB shareholder David Warner ending that story from our business reporter David Taylor.